This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said the present global energy crisis has once again proved the importance of becoming Atmanirbhar. Mr. Modi said to reduce dependence on other countries in the energy sector, the government has taken many steps in recent years. The Prime Minister was speaking at an NDA meet titled Vikasit Keralam with Modi at Kochi in Kerala. He said to reduce dependence on petrol and diesel, electric vehicles and solar projects are being promoted.
गल्फ में चल रहे युद्ध में हमें आत्मनिर्भरता का महत्व भी फिर से समझाया है। एनर्जी सेक्टर में हमारी निर्भरता दूसरे देशों पर कम से कम हो, इसके लिए बीते सालों से लगातार कदम उठाए गए। भारत ने अपनी सोलर पावर कैपेसिटी बढ़ाई है। पेट्रोल डीजल पर निर्भरता कम हो, इसके लिए बहुत बड़े पैमाने पर इलेक्ट्रिक बसों और अन्य इलेक्ट्रिक गाड़ियों पर बल दिया जा रहा है। रेलवे का 100% इलेक्ट्रिफिकेशन किया जा रहा है।
Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi launched multiple development projects worth about 11,000 crore rupees at Ernakulam in Kerala today. The Prime Minister also addressed the Golden Jubilee celebration of Akhila Kerala Dhivara Sabha in Kochi this morning. Later in the evening, Prime Minister Modi will launch various development projects worth around 5,650 crore rupees at Tiruchirappalli in Tamil Nadu. Later, Mr. Modi will also address an NDA rally in the state. Lok Sabha has resumed discussion on opposition's resolution seeking the removal of Speaker Om Birla. Participating in the discussion, Ravi Shankar Prasad of the BJP said the opposition has brought this resolution to satisfy the ego of some leaders of the opposition parties. He said leader of the opposition Rahul Gandhi should be careful about his words when he speaks abroad. Responding to Mr. Prasad in the House, Mr. Gandhi said he was stopped from speaking in the House on multiple occasions. The Rajya Sabha today resumed discussion on the working of the Ministry of Rural Development. Participating in the discussion, Rekha Sharma of the BJP said the Modi government is committed to the development of rural India and has allocated 1.94 lakh crore rupees for the purpose in the union budget. Taking part in the debate, Sanjay Singh of the AAP criticised the government, saying that just 3.6% of the union budget has been given for rural development. In Chhattisgarh, as many as 108 Maoists surrendered today, including 44 women cadres in Bastar region. They were carrying a total reward of 3 crore 29 lakh rupees. The conflict in West Asia has intensified over the past several hours, with fresh military action reported across the region. Two drones fell in the vicinity of Dubai International Airport this afternoon, leaving 4 people injured. 2 Ghanaian nationals and 1 Bangladeshi national sustained minor injuries, while an Indian citizen suffered moderate injuries. Meanwhile, the United States Central Command said American naval forces destroyed 16 Iranian vessels believed to be involved in laying naval mines near the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. Ambassador to India Sergio Gore today appreciated India's role in maintaining stable oil prices around the world. In a social media post, Mr. Gore said, "The United States recognizes ongoing purchases of Russian oil are a part of this effort." He added that India is one of the largest consumers and refiners of oil. Mr. Gore also opined that it is essential for the United States and India to work hand in hand for market stability for citizens of both the countries. Benchmark domestic equity indices slipped around 1.7% after a brief respite in the previous session. The Sensex plunged 1,342 points to close at 76,864, while the Nifty shed 395 points to settle at 23,867. In Swiss Open badminton, India's H.S. Pranoy will take on Japan's Koki Watanabe in men's singles at Basel today, while Kidambi Srikant will face Hong Kong's Jason Gunawan this evening. Kiran George will face Singapore's former world champion Loh Keen Hu, and Ayush Shetty will take on Canada's Brian Yang today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.